from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombings in Baghdad. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. As the fighting begins, there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Also, more than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamic militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad today. Islamic State terrorists claimed responsibilities for the two attacks. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohammed Alush linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University calls it an inevitable result of the breakdown in the U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities negotiated in late February.
Kept trying to put band-aids to it to keep some semblance of a process together, but it is inevitably falling apart, partly due to the fact that the regime has made gains over the last number of months with Russian and Iranian support. So really, they're in no mood to negotiate. They feel they don't have to negotiate or make the necessary concessions, at least from the point of view of the opposition.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he's not sure when the peace talks will resume. Concerned and mounted on Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate fight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamic State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies.